In the pandemic, board games are back. And as NPR's Rob Schmitz reports, many people are turning to a classic one from Germany.
Eight again, more brick.
Family game night. We've done this a lot this year thanks to the pandemic, and my family has dusted off Monopoly, Scrabble, but we usually settle on Settlers of Catan.
Two brick for anything.
It's a game of trade and development. Players compete for resources on an island and trade with each other in order to build settlements, cities, and roads. The most successful developer wins.
Why in the world do I need brick?
Entrepreneurs love the game. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is a fan, as is LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman, who plays the game in job interviews as a way to size up an applicant. In its 25th year, Catan has sold more than 32 million units. It's one of the best-selling board games of all time.
Catan was revolutionary, and its impact continues today.
Eric Arneson is author of How to Host a Game Night. In his two decades writing about board games, he's never seen anything like Catan, a modular game where the board is different each time you play it, and where the object is not obliterating your opponents, but trading with them.
Every player is involved throughout the whole game. Even when it's other players' turns, you're not sitting around waiting. The games are always quite close. Nobody ever gets eliminated. It is just a remarkable achievement in game design.
Settlers of Catan designer Klaus Teuber grew up in 1950s Germany. The country was picking up the pieces after World War II, and he passed the time playing a board game called Romans versus Carthaginians, mostly by himself. He still remembers receiving the game for Christmas.
When I opened the box of the game, I liked the scent of the game. So wonderful. There's adventure in this box.
Teuber spoke with me over an old computer and his voice sounded distant, so we asked one of our colleagues to read for him. He's 68 now, and he's just released his autobiography, My Way to Catan, to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the game. Teuber was a dental technician bored out of his mind by his job when he began creating games in his basement in the 1980s.
And I had a lot of frustration. It was for me a little bit like a holiday to be at home and to develop games, and for me to create my own worlds.
Teuber's first games did well. He won 3 Spiel des Jahre Awards, the most coveted prize in the board game industry. Then, in the early 90s, inspired by the history of the Vikings, Iceland, and the Age of Discovery, Teuber created Settlers of Catan. It was an instant hit. It also won the Spiel des Jahre, but instead of sales tapering off after a few years, they just kept climbing. He has a theory about why it became so popular.
First thing, it's variable. Every time it's a new game. You cannot destroy someone's buildings. It's impossible. And you have to communicate. I think these are actually factors that women like. In my opinion, part of the success is that women play together in the family with their husbands and with their children.
And as families shelter in place, sales of Catan continue to climb. As the pandemic sent the global economy into a downward spiral, Catan's sales skyrocketed by 144% for the first 5 months of this year. Teuber, whose two sons work for his company, Catan Inc., says he still plays the game with his family, but he admits he's not very good at it and that he rarely wins. He says what he enjoys most is playing it and being there with his family, something millions of other families are enjoying too.
Two bricks for free or two bricks for
a brick and a sheep.
Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.